For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The president has taken his case for border wall funding directly to the American people with a primetime address on Tuesday night. He says his speech will address the humanitarian and national security crisis on the southern border. The announcement comes as Mr. Trump considers declaring a national emergency to build the wall using unspent military construction funds. The shutdown is now in its third week. USA's Tim Berg has more.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders did say that President Trump will be traveling to the border on Thursday. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise tells Fox News President Trump and the Republicans are willing to compromise.
The president has shown he's willing to sit down and talk and try to reach an agreement. If Democrats really want to work with us to get the government back open again, they've also got to recognize that border security is at the heart of this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad, click it, and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Top White House aides say U.S. troops won't leave northeastern Syria until the Islamic State is defeated and allies are protected. That means a pause to a withdrawal which was initially thought to have been completed within a few weeks. National Security Advisor John Bolton says there's now no timetable.
We're going to be discussing the president's decision to withdraw, but to do so from northeast Syria in a way that makes sure that ISIS is defeated and is not able to revive itself and become a threat again.
A local sheriff says race does not appear to have been a factor in a drive-by shooting that killed a 7-year-old African-American girl. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez in Texas says they're still investigating the December 30th shooting of Jasmine Barnes, and he says it looks like a case of mistaken identity.
At this point, again, it does not appear that it was related to race.
A 20-year-old black man has been arrested, and another man has not yet been apprehended. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Authorities in Poland have brought charges against a man who designed an escape room entertainment site where 5 teenage girls died during a fire. With more on this story, here's John Clemens.
Autopsy showed the 5 girls, all around the age of 15, died from carbon monoxide inhalation. The 28-year-old designer of the escape room at a private house was said to be too distressed to answer the questions of the investigators. The girls were locked in the escape room that had no emergency exit. Escape room games have become very popular. When players are locked in a room or a building, you must solve puzzles to escape. I'm John Clemens.
The flu bug is continuing to hit people hard, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Flu cases are continuing to rise across the country, and many experts believe this is just the beginning. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox News that the flu will continue to be widespread across the nation.
Last year we saw 80,000 deaths that were related to the flu. I don't think we're going to see that this year, but this is another influenza A season, which is the worst of the two kinds of flu. And we're just starting to see it peak. So over the next month or 2 months is when you're going to see most of it. And you, as you reported, 24 states are widespread. Influenza-like activity is very heavy right now on the East Coast and across the southern United States.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.